So tonight I wanted to offer the traditional metta practice for us, remembering that, maybe encouraging you that researchers have shown that people who do this practice daily, that part of their brain grows bigger and helps them to become more compassionate to themselves and others, which I just love, that through our intention of offering kindness, it actually can literally change the structure of our brains and make us more compassionate, have more capacity to be compassionate. And I've been really focused lately on intention and how that translates out in our practice and in our lives. And metta practice is one of the most beneficial and efficient ways to honor our hearts and honor our intention. And so it's a really great practice that you can do anytime, at home, daily, here, out in the world. Just stop and spend some time practicing metta. Metta, M-E-T-T-A, means loving kindness, but it absolutely does not mean that we have to love everyone that we're offering our well wishes to, thank God. And so again, it's an intention. It's setting the compass of our hearts in the direction of kindness, loving kindness. And of course, we start this with ourselves, usually, and then it filters out to others. But it always, always starts with ourselves. This is often the most difficult part, I think, to offer that to ourselves. So the practice of metta is a bit like an aspiration or a prayer. But if the word prayer is objectionable to you, some of you, you can just think of it as a wish or an aspiration, direction of the heart. But the traditional way that we offer metta is in with our hands in a prayer position. But you can always choose another way to hold your hands. You can always place one hand on the heart or both hands on the heart, or even drop them down on the thighs and open them in a gesture of offering. You're offering out your kind wishes. And just a reminder, too, that metta means basically goodwill. It's wishing others well. It's wishing them their happiness, wishing for their happiness. Remembering that if other people are happy and know the causes of happiness, they're going to be less likely to cause harm in the world. So it's really important, even those people that we find incredibly difficult, it's so important that we really wish them well, wish them happiness. And that can often be hard as well. So those two people, ourselves and other, the difficult person. And also just a reminder that as we're doing this practice, what can often come up for us is not a sense of loving kindness always, because it's a practice. And so sometimes what comes up is a sense of aversion, right? For ourselves or that person that we're really not wanting to offer our kind wishes to or wish them happiness. And so when that comes up, our practice is just to be with that. We are with kindness, our sense of aversion or even hatred or rage or maybe a sense of blocked, being blocked, concrete, nothing. We're kind to that. We don't want to push through anything. It's just really having, again, an intention, an aspiration to set our hearts in the right direction. And so I'm going to invite you, as you're ready now, just to choose a hand posture that might feel good for you. And know you can always change this if your hands get tired or you want to switch. But you might want to place the hands in a prayer position, or place one hand on the heart or both hands on the heart. Or maybe open the hands again in a gesture of offering on the thighs. Let your body reflect your well wishes. And see if you can breathe right into the heart. Take a nice deep breath in. And see if you can connect to the heart. You might even imagine the shape of the heart. Breathing right into it. You might even imagine the Grinch's heart and how it went from small to bigger and bigger and bigger. So maybe each time you breathe in, you might think about that, expanding the heart, letting it be more open, which means more vulnerable. Let the heart be vulnerable. Breathing in, softening the heart. And then you might begin by imagining in your mind somebody in your life who you might consider a kind of benefactor, which means someone who has in some way helped you, influenced you, been kind to you in some way. Just let one person come to mind. Could even be, you know, somebody you haven't met, maybe an author or some spiritual figure that has been beneficial to you. You can really sense the mind and heart. It's taking some time to reflect on how grateful you are for this being in your life, what they've offered you in a way of kindness or influence, whatever it is. Let that fill the heart, the sense of this person. You might even imagine looking into this being's eyes and receiving their kindness, their care. And then wishing this being well, imagining this being happy and well, and how much you wish for that. And see if you can offer these words. May you nurture gratitude, grace, and ease in your life. May you be secure and grounded. May you be happily and successfully contributing. May you be kind and compassionate to yourself as well as to others. May you be healthy and free from both internal and external harm. Adding any words that you'd like to add to this wish or aspiration. Staying with the heart. Staying with it. Seeing what your aspiration does for the heart. And as you're ready, I'm going to now invite you to imagine someone in your life who's very easy for you to love. One person, or maybe even, this could even be a pet. It's really imagining this being in your life and really how much you care about this person or this being. Let that fill the heart. Really how much you care about this being and their happiness. Let that fill the heart. You might even imagine this being happy and how much their happiness makes you happy. This being's happiness. Really let that fill the heart. And then remembering that just like you, just like all of us, this being too suffers in their own way. And simply wishes to be happy. So see if you can tap into your wish for their happiness, for their well-being. Maybe even imagine yourself looking into their eyes or seeing them happy. And again, offering these words, may you nurture gratitude, grace, and ease in your life. May you be secure and grounded. May you be happily and successfully contributing. May you be kind and compassionate to yourself as well as to others. May you be healthy and free from both internal and external harm. Adding whatever words feel right to you. Offering this being your kind wishes. Staying with the heart. Remembering that this being's happiness is not up to us, it's up to them. But our wishes and aspiration opens our heart. And as you're ready, I'm going to invite you now to imagine an image of yourself. And maybe reflecting on an image of yourself happy and enjoying something you love, being content in some way. You might even imagine yourself as a child being happy. Really get in touch with the sense of yourself. Remembering that just like all of us, you too suffer deeply in your own way and simply wish to be happy. And can you offer yourself, prepare to offer yourself your own kind wishes for your happiness? Remembering that if anything comes up where you're not wishing yourself well for some reason, notice that and be kind. It'll show you where you're stuck. You might even imagine looking into your own eyes and offering yourself these words. May I nurture gratitude, grace, and ease in my life. May I be secure and grounded. May I be happily and successfully contributing. May I be kind and compassionate to myself as well as to others. May I be healthy and free from both internal and external harm. And whatever words you'd like to add, really offering your kind wishes to yourself, staying with the heart. Now you might start to imagine, reflect on someone in your life who is considered a neutral person, which means neither good nor bad feelings. Usually this actually almost always, this usually is a stranger. Because once we get to know someone, we tend to have judgment. So see if you can think of somebody in your community, at work, maybe out at the grocery store, post office, maybe someone here at group that you don't know well, but you see here often. Just pick one person that comes to mind. Could even be someone that you spoke to on the phone, a service person today or this week. You can just imagine what they look like. Seeing this being in your mind, remembering that just like you, this person suffers deeply in their own way in their lives and simply wishes to be happy. Recalling that and just maybe seeing them happy, noticing what that does to the heart, to just imagine this being happy, doing something they love. See what that does to the heart. Breathing in, right into the heart. And then maybe offering out these words to this being. May you nurture gratitude, grace, and ease in your life. May you be secure and grounded. May you be happily and successfully contributing. May you be kind and compassionate to yourself as well as to others. May you be healthy and free from both internal and external harm. Staying with the heart, adding any words that come to mind that you'd like to add. Maybe just your well wishes, a sense of well wishes for this being. Staying with it. And finally, I'm going to invite you to imagine someone in your life who's difficult for you, someone who causes you some struggle or pain. And this doesn't have to be your worst nemesis. It could just be a person who maybe you have an eye roll reaction about. Just pick one person that comes to mind, difficult person. And see if you can imagine this being happy, enjoying something in their life that they love. Just imagine that. Even imagine them as a child, if that's helpful. Remembering that just like yourself, this person suffers deeply in their own way and struggles, as we all do. And simply wishes to be happy. Remembering that, see if you can cultivate a wish for their happiness, to know the causes of happiness. Cultivating that wish in the heart, you might offer out these words. May you nurture gratitude, grace, and ease in your life. May you be secure and grounded. May you be happily and successfully contributing. May you be kind and compassionate to yourself as well as to others. May you be healthy and free from both internal and external harm. Whatever other words or aspirations you'd like to offer, See if you're going to let that arise in the heart, staying with it. Noticing what's happening in the heart. And again, if painful feelings arise, hold those with kindness. Hold your own heart for having these painful feelings. It's okay. So you offer the painful feelings your kind wishes. You might now imagine all of those beings in a circle together, including yourself in the circle. See if you can cultivate a wish for each one's happiness together, all of you together, wishing each of you well. And you might extend that circle out to include all of us here in the Sangha that came to practice together tonight. You might even visualize individual Sangha members and their faces. Remember that they're here. Really sense their presence in your heart and your wishes for their well-being and happiness. Sense that in the heart. And then see if you can extend that circle out even further to include all the people in your life that you care about and love. And then all your neighbors in your community, can you see those groups of people widening that circle and extending your wish for their happiness, for that collective happiness? And see if you can keep widening it to include everyone here in Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, all the United States, and beyond. To include all sentient beings, all of us, all over the world, the whole thing, including those that fly in the sky, swim in the ocean, crawl on the earth and are planted in the earth, all of us. May we all nurture gratitude, grace, and ease in our lives. May we all be secure and grounded. May we all be happily and successfully contributing. May we all be kind and compassionate to ourselves and to each other. May we all, including this beautiful planet, be healthy and free from both internal and external harm. May the fruits of our practice benefit all beings everywhere without exception. Without exception. May it be so.